Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. It's time to connect with the coach. It's brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins. AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment your way. Bruce, coming off another road trip, 8 out of 9 here on the road. Finally get back home, taking on Tampa today. First, before we get to the Lightning, Zdeno Chara signing yesterday. Maybe a comment to you on what he has meant with you behind the bench and moving forward.
Well, terrific leadership, real good person for me to go to and talk about hockey, talk about that position, what's going on in the room. Been real helpful. You know, Z is an intimidating guy, obviously, because he's 6'9" and 250 pounds, but he's also had a Norris Trophy, a Stanley Cup winner. So as a coach coming in, really appreciate, you know, his openness to dialogue and, you know, about the good of the team. So that part is great, and his play on the ice speaks for itself. He's got a lot of hockey left in him. Very competitive guy. He's been good for our young guys. So it's a great fit for us, and I'm happy for him as an individual to get the contract done for him and his family as well.
Z was on the ice today along with a number of injured players. You don't have a lot of practice time. How difficult, and I know everybody's situation is a little bit different based on the injury, their age, things like that, but how difficult is it maybe for those guys to try to get back and for you to get them back without having some of that quality practice time?
Well, it's not ideal, but that's the schedule in front of us, and sometimes it's a blessing not to have to practice a lot this time of the year for guys that have played a lot of hockey, Z being one of them. Now, Berge missed a month in McAvoy, right? When you're out that long, there's going to be some rust, so I think it's important that they play some games. But if you're just missing a week or 10 days, it's not a bad thing, because you can get it back in a hurry, and if you allowed your body to heal a little bit. So the player takes out of it what they need to, and then the onus becomes on them to get a little more out of practice at the end of practice individually, because that's, like I said, that's just what's in front of us, especially with afternoon games. You're not even skating in the morning, so that's where it becomes even more difficult.
You get David back, as it looks like we'll play here today, that third line back together, if you will, with Heinen and Nash. What did you see from them? It's been a while now. How do they have to play in order to be, you know, really good for you?
Well, they all have elements that complement each other, and they were able to play a fairly straight line game, yet still take advantage of some rush situations. You know, that's Riley Nash in a nutshell. He's a 200-foot player. We saw his offensive game blossom a bit when he moved up in the lineup. Danton can make plays, but he's a good shooter on that line, and Bax is more the heaviness, and they can all cycle. So that's where they really excelled, I thought, and that's, you know, David's biggest strength. So they got a lot of goals from being heavy on the puck, numbers at the net, and they can finish. So it's a nice line to have, and then they're all responsible defensively. So you got a line that can play in any situation, particularly on the road. If a team throws out their best line, we're never worried about that. If they throw out their worst line, we know that they can take advantage of it. So it's a good group to have.
The power play last game came through for you, but they also had some, it seemed like it wasn't the prettiest of power plays. I know it doesn't have to be all the time. I mean, entering the zone, especially early on in the period when the period just began. What did you like? What didn't you like from your power play unit?
Well, I find our entries when we're out of sync, and what I mean by that is, you know, we got a speed entry if we're using Marshy's group, and if they get too far ahead of Torrey, then the pass becomes, the angle of the pass is off, and they have to come flatter, come back deeper, so that Torrey gets an easier pass for him, a shorter, a more lateral pass to get in the zone. So I find when they get in a hurry and they get impatient, that's when our entries break down. Supporting the puck as you get over the blue line. Some teams will challenge at the blue, some more the top of the circle. So you got to have outs there. And that's where we got to, that's decision making by the puck carrier. So it was a bit of both the other night. I think the second group runs a bit more of it. We've incorporated a delay breakout, and I just find the execution has been off in that group, plain and simple. They need to make better plays coming into the zone, and then once they're in the zone, they need to shoot the puck more. I think that they're a little too deliberate. Now, part of that, obviously, is chemistry, which you alluded to earlier, lack of practice time. And so we're trying to make the best of it. At the end of the day, we've got skilled people out there that can finish, and it might not look pretty, but they got the goals, and that's what you ultimately want.
You got the Lightning here today. Doesn't have to be said for first place. You really bottled them up last game, played a really strong game down in Tampa Bay. What did you like there, and what would you do you see any adjustments needed?
Well, what we did is we kept their best players at bay and limited odd man rushes and forced them to work for their ice. And that'll be the same plan tonight. We tend to try to do that with all the skill lines. Obviously, there was a little more emphasis because I think we'd had a stretch there. We gave up a lot of goals. So no matter who we were playing, we were trying to get back to being a tighter group. It just happened to be Tampa, and it was a great opponent for us to work on that part of our game. And I'd suspect tonight we're going to need a lot of the same. And discipline, staying out of the box. They got a great power play. So those are the areas I liked the last game. We're going to need more of that tonight.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck here today.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Lightning are next.